This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he's not worried about President Donald Trump's refusal to concede after last week's national election, but he thinks it is an embarrassment for Trump and the country. That's Mr. Biden's word, and I should have said VOA projects him to become the next president. I think it will not help the president's legacy, Biden told reporters in Wilmington, Delaware, where he and his team are working on his first steps after his expected inauguration on January 20th. Mr. Trump, in trying to contest the election results, has kept his administration officials from cooperating with Biden's representatives to arrange a transition of power. The General Services Administration, a U.S. government agency, has refused to certify Mr. Biden's presumptive victory that is keeping Biden officials from taking over office space in federal agencies, being assigned government email addresses, and receiving federal money to fund the transition. Mr. Biden also has yet to begin receiving the presidential daily brief. That's a daily update on U.S. intelligence findings from around the world. He told reporters, quote, we can get through without the funding. And he said the daily briefing would be useful but not essential at present as he is not yet the sitting president. Asked what he would tell Mr. Trump if the president were watching the news conference, Mr. Biden smiled and said, Mr. President, I'll look forward to speaking with you. In Washington, U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says the pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected. The U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer on Monday said the vaccine it's been developing was 90% effective against COVID-19. Azar says he expects more vaccines from other companies soon. VOA News.